अच्युत है पार ब्रह्म अविनाशी अगनाश हे पूरन हे सर्व में दुख पंजन गुणतास हे संगी हे निरंकार हे निर्गुण सब टेक हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान जा कै सदा विवेक हे अपरंपर हर हरे हैं पीहो वनहार हे संता कै सदा संग निदारादार हे ठाकुर हौ दास रो मैं निर्गुण गुण नहीं को नानक दी जय नाम दान राखो ही है परो हे ठाकुर हौ दास रो मैं निर्गुण गुण नहीं को नानक दी जय नाम दान राखो ही है परो वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। द टॉपिक दैट हैव बीन असाइंड फॉर टुडे इज गुरमत कर्म फिलोसफी। इट्स अ ह्यूज टॉपिक एंड इट्स इम्पॉसिबल टू कवर दिस टॉपिक इन वन आवर एंड आई माइसेल्फ फाइंड दिस टॉपिक द टॉपिक इज नॉट ओनली ह्यूज इट्स वेरी कॉम्प्लेक्स एंड इंट्रिकेट। I myself don't have full understanding of how karma works, but based on the understanding that I have got from reading Gurbani, books of books, Gursikhs like Pai Sivaranti Singh Ji and Sangat of Gursikhs, I'm going to make this presentation. The word karma is used in It comes from Hindi or Sanskrit, and it also is used in Farsi. In Hindi or Sanskrit, the meaning of word karam is normally kam, koi kam kita jave, karaj, or any kind of deed or action. That's what it means in Hindi or Sanskrit. In Farsi, it's a little known meaning, but it's also used in Gurbani. Karam means kirpa, meher, or grace. We take some examples on the left side, examples from Farsi, where the word karam means kirpa or meher. On the right side, where karam means actions, deeds. Bota karam likhya na jaye. Karam here means akal purakh di kirpa, bahut vaddi. Bota karam likhya na jaye, vadda data til na tamay. So great is akal purakh's kirpa that it cannot be written, it cannot be defined. So the word karma over here means meher ya kirpa or grace. Jinko nadar karam tin kaal. Same thing over here. Jinko nadare karam is a commonly used word in Urdu. Nadare karam. So karma here, the gaze of kirpa or meher, grace. Jinko nadar karam tin kaal. Jinnate kaal purakh di kirpa hundi hai. Ohi gursikh banke sachi kaar naam japde ne. कर्म होवै सत्संग मिलाए। कर्म हियर अगेन मीन्स कृपा मेहर। इफ अकाल पुरख डज कृपा ऑन अस ओनली देन वी मीट द सत्संगत एंड आफ्टर मीटिंग सत्संगत वी जप नाम एंड वी बिकम गुरसिक्स। नाउ लेट्स लुक एट सम एग्जांपल्स फ्रॉम वेयर कर्म मीन्स एक्शन और डीड्स। दिस इज द मोस्ट वाइडली यूज ऑफ दिस वर्ड कर्म एंड टुडे वी गोइंग डिस्कस what karam means, what kind of actions we should be doing in Gurmat and what kind of actions we shouldn't be doing in Gurmat. Manmukh karam kamaavne dargaah mile sazaay. Obviously, Guru Sahib kehnde ne, ji aapa manmukhaan wale karam kamaavange. If we do works of manmukhs, anti-Gurmat karams, then dargaah mile sazaay. Dargaah means the court, the court of Dharmaraj in the next world. So if we do bad karams in this world, next world which we get punished. मनमुख कर्म कमावने दरगाह मिले सजाए। बिन बूझे कर्म कमावने जन्म पदार्थ खोए। अगेन If we don't realize the kalpurakh and we do karam, we lose, we waste our janam. Janam vritha jahat rang maya ke. Same thing over janam padarath koye. We lose our janam, we waste our janam. Some commonly asked questions. Why do bad things happen to good people? And why do good things happen to bad people? Ab aam hi dekhte hain, people say, I know this person, he has never done any, I've never done a bad thing. But how come such a bad thing happened to this person? And then, and vice versa too. There's some people who continue to do bad things, and they do sins and everything, but still they are leading a happy life. Why does that happen? And finally we see that some children are born with silver spoon in their mouth. They're rich and they're born to good parents. Some children are born to parents. Some children are born as orphans. Some are born to very poor parents, and they don't even get milk. So why that kind of inequality? Now, if we ask Semitic religions, Islam or Christianity or Judaism, we ask them, why is a child born handicapped? Kyon is tarah? Why is a child born poor? They cannot answer the question, because on one hand they say that God is merciful, God treats everybody equally. Then how come some children are born differently, unequally? Gurmat has the answer for that. Because we believe in past lives, we don't believe that this life is the only life. But whereas those religions like Islam and Christianity, they believe in only this life. So it's very hard for them to explain why some people are born unequal. Before we answer these questions, we'll jump to next slide, and we'll come back to these questions later. Appa kaun hai? Who are we? Asi kaun hai? Think about it. Are we this body, or we are somebody living in this body? Most of us think that we are this body. And most religions think like that too, like Islam, and I studied Islam and Christianity. They think that we are made up of three components, the body and soul and consciousness and so on. But according to Gurmat, we are just living in this body. We are living entities who just happen to live in this body. We are not this body at all. And jis tarah main kaha, mera huzuriya. Mera huzuriya, just saying mera huzuriya means that I am different from my huzuriya. Yeah, Hazuriya, I'm wearing the Hazuriya, but I'm not Hazuriya. If I say mera pajama, mera kurta, my clothes. So when I say that means that I'm not the clothes. Main kapde nahi hai ga. Haan, I'm wearing kapde. Now same way, if I say my hand, my legs, my body. Just saying that my body means that I'm distinct from the body. Apna body nahi hai. So we are somebody different from the body. Just when we say my body, it proves that. Aur fir apan kaun hai? Gurmat Tavak, as we talked about yesterday, we come to this world to do something with the purpose in life. And our form, our real form, cannot function in this world on its own. So we are different world, enchanted world. In order to function in this world, we get a new body. Because only with this human body we can function. Hun jidda bhoot ya, unna kol body nahi hundi, unna ko koi body nahi hundi, so they cannot function in this world. Like nobody can see them. Now kisne to dekh sakde, but they cannot do anything here. In order to function fully in this body, in this world, we need this human body. Taan karke we have this human body. And before we were born in this human body, asi we existed. And after this body wears out, and what the body dies, we will still exist. So this is not the start, and this will not be the end. We have always been there, and we will always be there. So some people ask the question that in Gurbani it says that in the next world you'll be punished, you'll be beaten. Je galat kam karoge, you go to Dharmaraj and you'll go to Nark and you'll get punished. And they say that who will get punished? When the bodies will be left here. And Gurbani also says that, So they say that your case are left right here. You don't have your case in the next world. So who's going to get hurt? Kino mar paini hai? Who's going to get punished?
Our soul.
But they say that the soul is cannot be hurt. It's a real soul, and apni jehdi soul nahi oh hurt nahi hundi, never gets old, never gets young, ikko ji age hai ohdi, and never gets hurt, always in peace. So really, it's a very different subject. We can talk about it later on. Soul is just part of our being. Soul, we have man. Man also is there. So the whole combined, it's called Jivatma. So in the next world, when we go to Dharmarai, we do get a different body there. Othe vi different body jayi. Jinne planes hai gane, Dharm Khand, Gyan Khand, Sharam Khand, Karam Khand, and Sach Khand. Only in Sach Khand, we are in the original form. We don't need anybody. In Sach Khand, we stay in our original form. Because that's our true form. But in any other plane, we have to take the body or we have to take on the body of that plane in order to function there. So this is the way when we go to Dharmakhand or Swarg Nark, and we people living in Swarg, they have a body for that place. And for Nark, they have a body for that place. And that body is designed in such a way, Nark wali body, jinnah marji nu kutti chalo, mari chalo, un finish nahi hundi, par pain honi hundi. You feel the pain, but it doesn't get destroyed. Over here, if you hit somebody in the head 3-4 times, chances are that the person will die. Othe in the next world, they're going to keep hitting you, but still the person doesn't die. Othe is not body design hui. So, in order to answer this question, why do bad things happen to good people? Now we can answer this question, why do bad things happen to good people? This is not the only life we have lived. We have lived countless lives. Guru Sahib in Bani says, Kai janam payo keet patanga, kai janam gajmeen kuranga. Guru Sahib says, from many lives, we have lived as insects, like in lives of elephant. Gajmeen kuranga, meen means fish, kuranga means deer. So we have lived different lives, countless lives, in all life forms. Who knows how long we have been living? So when somebody says a person may be a good person in this life, but the chances are that in previous life or some other life, that person must have committed such a sin that warranted this kind of result in this life. So let's take one example. We all know that Paisa Vranti Senji was a good person. No, nobody can disagree on that. Paisa was a very good person. He was a Mahapurush, Naam Japde Singh. Even Paisa writes that when he was in the jail, the worst tortures, the worst time that he had in jail was in the jail of Nagpur. Nagpur is a city in South India, in Maharashtra. We went there last year. In Nagpur, Pai Sahib kehnde si, Nag Gandhi Puri. Nag means the land of snakes. Itna kehnde si, itthe Nag Gandhi Puri. Yogi utthe inna, Pai Sahib no inna, Singha saare no hi. They hurt very much. They took away the gutke and took away all the facilities the Singhs had, and they took away all the eating luxuries that Pai Sahib had, because Pai Sahib was making his own prasada. And not only that, when Pai Sahib refused to eat from their hands, from the hands of people who smoke, Pai Sahib was a Bibeki Sarvaloi. When he refused to eat from their hands, there was a droga, there was a superintendent of that jail. Was it Vudavaram, Abhay? Vudavaram. Vudavaram, Pai Sahib writes that one day he had a vision that while doing Japing Naam, that Vudavaram was a connection from previous past life. And many lives from that life that Pai Sahib had, Pai Sahib used to be a prince. He was a prince of some land. And where he was wandering around with his servants, that he came across a very old, frail man with closed eyes. And all his bones were out. And Pai Sahib felt very sorry for that person. Pai Sahib thought that he must be hungry. Pai Sahib didn't know any better. But that person actually was not hungry. He was a yogi. A yogi, people who do yoga. And he was meditating. And he was meditating so intensely that he was not even eating food at that time. So that's why he was so frail and old. But Pai Sahib didn't know that he was meditating. He innocently went up to him and he tried to wake him up so that he can feed him. But yogis, it's only in Gurmat that when you jap naam, all the five vikars, kaam, krodh, lobh, mohankar, they come under your control. But especially in the yogis and such religions, more bhakti that they do, sometimes more growth they get. Well, same thing happens in Sikhi too when we don't do it properly. Growth is three people jada hunda, japa changi tarah na kariye, naam na japiye. So that yogi, when Paisa woke him up, he was actually doing meditation, and when he woke up, he was furious. He said, you have disturbed my meditation. And he got so furious that he came out to attack Paisav, who was a prince at that time. And when he came to attack Paisav, his soldiers and his paredars, his guards, they tried to save him. And the yogi had a trishul. Trishul is like a... Spear, but with three points. Not spear, not is one point. Trishul is with three points. So it is also a Hindu sacred weapon for Hindus. They're one of their gods, Shiva. He carries a trishul. So that yogi, he took hold of his trishul and he attacked Paisav. But Paisav, he missed Paisav and he hit one of the soldiers of Paisav and hit him in the leg, that soldier. And his leg was hurt. And after that, the vision that Paisav had was gone. So even before going to Nagpur jail, Paisav told his companion, Pai Kartar Singh Canadian, he said that he told him about the incident. And the Pai Kartar Singh Canadian told Paisav that difficult times are coming. It looks like that yogi is going to come and he's going to get his karmic debt paid. So that's exactly what happened. That was Avaram, was that yogi who came to get even with Paisav. And what they noticed was that in the same jail there was a soldier. There was a soldier who had a fight with that superintendent. And superintendent was hurt in his leg. He couldn't walk properly. What happened was that soldier had attacked. That soldier was the previous life servant of Paisav. And that servant in this life, he had paid back his debt. And the superintendent was hurt in his leg. And now, Paisav had very torture kita si. At one point, he did exactly the same thing that Paisav had done to him inadvertently. He came, he said, Jai Paisav, okay, jitu prashada nahi shakya, we're going to force feed you. If you don't accept food that we prepare here, we're going to force feed you. And at that point, Paisav told him that if you try to force feed me, Paisav said that he felt that he should tell him the truth. Paisav said that if you force feed me, I haven't eaten for so many days now, and the body that I have is at weak at this time. If you try to force me, I'm going to block my with by raising my breath in the dasam dwar. And while I go in the process of taking my breath from the bottom here to dasam dwar, it's possible that my soul will go through the dasam dwar and it will leave the body, meaning that it's possible that he will die. Paisav unnu kehta hai dan unne kya koi gal nahi jo hona dekhi jaogi. So he came to Paisav and he started this. Many soldiers and guards came with the superintendent and they forced Paisav to drink milk. And while they tried to force feed him with a tube in his through his mouth. And in that process they knocked off Paisav's two teeth, do dant todte si thon. And so what I'm trying to say is, even Mahapurush, Gursikhs like Paisav, they had some bad karma from previous lives that they were paying in this life. So we shouldn't be surprised if something bad happens to us. It's just perfectly reasonable, because in one of our past lives we may have done something bad that we are paying back in this life. But the only thing is, in Gurmat there is hope. In other religions there is not hope. If you have a bad karma coming from bad life, there is no hope. So you have to suffer that bad karma. But in Gurmat there is hope. We can cover that in the next few minutes. Next I'm going to go through, in order to understand how karma works, karma is divided into three parts, three categories. There is Sanchit Karam, the Vartman Karam, and Pralabdh Karam. How this works is, as we just spoke, we have been living a human form for countless lives. every time we live a human form, we accumulate karma. So let's take an example that in one life we accumulated 1,000 karma, good and bad karma. We gave out some money in charity, that's one good karma. We slapped somebody, that's bad karma. So this way, say some person has 1,000 outstanding karma, and he has another 2,000-3,000 from his previous lives. Say the person has 5,000 bad karma in this outstanding, and they, all those karma are stored in a bank. Like as an example, we say all those karma, or you can say it's written on a chip, whatever you want to think. Let's think it's, they're all stored in a bank account. When we are sent to this world, there are certain karma. We cannot fulfill all the 5,000 karma in the bank, but there are certain karma, about say 500 karma or 1,000 karma, that we can possibly fulfill or exhaust in this life. So those karma that we are supposed to exhaust in this life, those karma are called pralabdha karma. Pralabdha. And then the karma that are stored in the bank, the other 4,500, 500 that we are going to suffer or get rewards for in this life are pralabdha. And the karma that we are, that are stored in the bank account is called sanchit karma. And finally, the karma that we presently do, that karma is called vartaman karma or whatever karma you want to solve. That karma that you are doing present at this time now. Normally it's called vartaman karma. So we need to understand this in order to understand why some Gurbani Panktiyan say one thing and some other Gurbani Panktiyan seem to contradict that. But there's no contradiction in Gurbani. We just go through this very quickly. So as this example says, Vartaman Karam is karams that we do at this time. Pralabdha Karam are the karams that we are supposed, we are written on our forehead. Gurbani Jitna Likhya, Jin Mastak Taur Har Likhya, Mastak Te, all the karams are written on the forehead that we are supposed to do in this life. Those are Pralabdha Karam. So say one of the karam could be that, or the result could be that XYZ person is going to be born a very poor person. And when this person hits the age of 10, this person will probably get into an accident and lose an arm. As an example, istra karam likhe hunde ne, we are given situations, they inu as situations pa dena. We can put this jivatma in this situation that he's going to get into an accident at age 10 and he's going to lose an arm. Inu kendra pralabdha. And such karam, jedi pralabdha hundi hai na, pralabdha karam, it cannot be avoided. It unu ho ke rehndi hai. Inu kadi avoid nahi kar sakde. Je likhya hua na ki ye baan tutni hai, te normally baan tutni hai fir. Unu avoid nahi kar. Ha aini gal lagi us jadon baan apni tut gayi, when our arm is broken, how we react in that situation, that will shape our future karma. And then finally we have sanchit karam. Sanchit karam is the other 4,500 karam that are sitting in the bank account. Now I'm very quickly going to jump to next slide, so that we can understand how this works. Is there a contradiction in Gurbani? On one hand, Gurbani says, Lekh na mitai hai sakhi, jo likhya kartar. It means that, oh my friend, the karma or the lekh that we have, they cannot be eliminated. In other words, you have to suffer the consequences. Lekh na mitai hai sakhi. Lekh means karma. That we have, that written on the forehead cannot be eliminated. We have to suffer the consequence. On the other hand, Gurbani says, Gurka Shabd Kate Kor Karam. Meaning that Gurda Shabd, Jira Gurda Naamya, Naam Japiye, it can cut through millions of karams. So from the outward it seems like there's a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction. What happens is the first hukam, Lekhna Mite He Saki, Jo Likhya Kartar, it applies to pralabdha karam. The karam that we are supposed to do in this life are called pralabdha karam. Those karams cannot be eliminated. We have to suffer those. And I want to very quickly go through a famous sakhi from Guru Arjan Dev Ji's time. There was a king of Mandi. Mandi is a kingdom in Himachal Pradesh. King of Mandi heard about greatness of Guru Arjan Dev Ji and came for darshan. Came to Guru Arjan Dev Ji and did satsanga there. He came with all his raniya and everything. And he came for and did sangat. And he was very impressed with Guru Sahib. And finally he became a Sikh of Guru Sahib. And then while he was doing sangat, one day he heard this bani, Lekh na mitai hai sakhi jo likhya kartar. He heard this bani and he was actually upset after he heard this pankti. He said, the pankti says that no matter what you do, the lake that you have cannot be eliminated. You have to suffer the consequences. So he was very upset. And he went up to, after the Diwan, he went to Guru Sahib. Guru Sahib ki benti ki, Sache Pasha, if the lake is not never going to get eliminated, then what is the point of coming to your Sharan? What is the point of me becoming a Sikh? If jo hona hoke rehna hai, if there is nothing, ko fayda nahi, why should I become a Sikh? Sikh banda mainu ki fayda hai. So Guru Sahib ne odo sunke, Guru Sahib smiled. And Guru Sahib said, at this time, we'll answer your question at some other time. Enna kaha Guru Sahib ne bas, we'll answer the question at some other time. And oh vi Guru Sahib di raza maan li, hukam maan liya Guru Sahib da, he said, sat sat bachan sache paashan. And it's written in our history that the same night, when he asked the question, the same night, he had a dream. In his dream, he died. The king died. He died and he had a rebirth. And at that rebirth he had in the house of Chandals. Chandalon dene, according to the Hindu caste system, Chandal caste is the lowest of the lowest. Unhone Chandal, when they are very poor, unhone da janam ho gaya Chandal de kare. And in that janam, he witnessed that he saw himself taking birth in that family. Then he grew up in that family. And finally, he hit his age of marriage and he got married. He went through many, many difficulties, countless difficulties through that dream. He was greatly agitated through the dream. And then he got married, he had children, he had new problems. And finally, he got old and he died. And then he woke up. And the king woke up after that. And he was very upset. But he just kept everything to himself. And the next morning, Guru Sahib told him, aao apna baar sair karke aaiye, baar, let's go out. So Guru Sahib and all the other Sikhs, they went out. When they went out, but the king was visibly upset. It seemed to him as if everything that had happened to him was real. He was visibly upset with the dream. And he got really upset when he reached a certain place. Don't know where that place is in Punjab now, but he reached a pend or village where he recognized the village. That this village is the village from his dream. And then finally he even recognized, he saw some people coming, and when they came near him, he recognized that they were his children, and they were his relatives. And now the king was really scared, and he's more surprised and scared when he saw that those relatives that he had seen in dream, they came running to him. And he said, oh, Sada Bapu da jinda hai, but he's wearing new clothes. And the king was, no, I'm not a Bapu nigga. And they just started fighting, tu sada Bapu, tu sada chhad ke chala gaya. So then Guru Arjan Dev Ji, which interfered kita unhone, he said that, nahi, tusi ja ke check karo, jithe tusi unhu dabya siga, jithe chandal unhe body dabya dende sige. So go and check where you buried the body, you'll find his body there. So when they actually went there, they did saw the body of their old man who had died. So then Guru Arjan Sahib Ji ne unhu jawab dita. Unh kehen lage bhi, jadon tusi guru ghar chage, tusi guru ghar chake naam le liya. So guru kole eh power hai gaya, this is true that lake cannot be eliminated. It cannot be eliminated, but it can be reduced. It can be reduced to such a level that it doesn't even feel. Enna vadda janam. Imagine, the whole janam that he had, sara janam, Guru Sahib ne through dream lagata. So sara aur edda vadda karam, enne vadde karma de katte gaye. So I have, minu pura yakeen, I have full faith that whenever something so-called bad happens to Gursikhs, it always happens with a much, much reduced effect. Kade bhi Gursikha nu, jede Amrit Hari Singh naam japde ne, paath karde ne, Guru Sahib de pyare ne, those Gursikhs never get the full effect of the past karma. Because as they said, lekhna mite ye sakhi jo lakhya kartar, saza de di, ya reward milna hai, it has to come because this is hukam. That this has to go through this janam. Oh, janam, reward ya, punishment milni ya. But it comes with a much reduced effect. There's another sakhi also in Gurbani. I think many of you must have heard. Guru Nanak Dev Ji went to Assam. And over there was a satsangi who became a Sikh of Guru Sahib. He used to go meet Guru Nanak Sahib every day. And his best friend, he was a thief. They both used to go in the evening at the same time. And one friend used to go to do sangat, and the other one used to go doing bad things. And ek din unne unnu keha apne friend nu keha tu vi naal chal, let's go to meet Guru Sahib. Oh kehnda mainu koi lod nahi jaandi, utthe jaanda ki fayda. But he didn't gal manneya nahi, he didn't go with do sangat. When they were coming back, I'm very quickly going through the sakhi. When they were coming back, when they came back from there, when the Gursikh who had done sangat of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, when he came back, he had a thorn, a kanda, ohde pair chup gaya, kanda, and he had blood coming out of his feet. On the other hand, when the chor came, the bad guy, when he came after doing bad things, when he was coming back, on his way he found a gold coin. Mohar labbi mohar, sone di mohar, gold coin. So when they both met, and unhe kaha, why are you bleeding? He told them, itna mainu kanda chup gaya, that's why I'm bleeding. And then the chor told him, look, I found sone di mohar. And then the chor started teasing him, said, dekhya, main chori karne gaya, main maade kam karne gaya si, I went doing bad things, and I still got sone di mohar, I still got gold coin. And on the other hand, you went to sangat, and you look at you, your foot is bleeding. So, obviously, he had faith, but he was shaken. He said, I don't know how to answer your question. Let's go to Guru Sahib, Guru Nanak Dev Ji. I want to know why this has happened. So, they both went to Guru Nanak Dev Ji. When they went to Guru Nanak Dev Ji, then Guru Nanak Dev Ji told them, Guru Sahib ne jadon dassya, Guru Sahib ne akhaan band karke sara kuch pata kita, Guru Sahib ne dassya, Guru Sahib said, with this Gursikh, he had a previous bad karma, that when he was at this evening, he was going to get caught innocently, and because he resembled some other thief, he was going to be hanged because of his past karma. He had done some past karma. All his punishment is he was going to be hanged. Hanged in Punjabi, you can say suli chadna, suli, ya phansi lagana. So Guru Sahib said, this is suli, the sool ban gaya. Sool means just thodi pain honi, just pain. Suli means phansi chad jana, you get hanged. So Guru Sahib ne kya, because he was doing sangat every day, naam japata si, iska ke ehdi jehdi suli si, oh sool ban gaya. So chor kehne laga, mainu dasso, what, and how come I found the gold coin? Then Guru Sahib told him, tu pichle janam cha bahut change kam kite si. You did great, very good deeds in your last life, and because of that good deed, you're going to find treasure today. You're going to find a pot full of gold coins. But you only found, you because of your bad karma, there was a good effect, a good reaction, it got reduced, and you only found one gold coin. So from this also we learn that jede lake hunde ne, we have to suffer the lake, but with much reduced effect. So if somebody has not understood the Sanchit Karam Pralabdh Karam, we can go through that later on also. We have to move forward because we have time thoda hai. I've written this in Punjabi, taken directly from book of Bhai Sahib Ranthir Singh Ji. It says karma upar niveda. Karma upar niveda means we will be judged on our karms. What kind of karms we do? We can quickly go through this panktiyan from Jabji Sahib hai. Changiyan buraiyan vache taram hadur. Karmi apo apni ke neda ke dur. So it says that taram over here means the taram rai. Vache means judge. They say that our changiyan, our good deeds and our bad deeds are judged by taram rai in the next world. So this proves many things. First thing, it proves that our changaiya and buraiya are, we are held accountable for those, our deeds. And secondly, there is tarmarai. Some people say there is no such thing as tarmarai. There is tarmarai. Jo Gurbani kehndi hai na, Satgur ki bani sat sat kar jano gur sikho, har karta aap muho kadai. Guru Sahib's bani is sat sat. Nothing but the truth. Guru Sahib ne chuth bolne di koi lod nahi. Yo chup kar jao, poot ajuwa. Idha mama kehndi hai, poot chup chup poot aju, bachchan nu kehndi hai. Guru Sahib doesn't need to say that. Guru Sahib sach kehnde hai. So Guru Sahib kehnde, when Guru Sahib says this taram rai, there is taram rai then. Next pankti says karmi aapko apni ke neda ke dur. Depending on the kind of deeds we do, we are that far or that near from Akal Purakh, from Guru Sahib. Next pankti, dadda dosh na deyun kise hai, dosh karma apnya, jo mai kiya so mai paya, dosh na deyi avar jana. Dosh na dije avar jana. So here, same thing over here. Guru Sahib sikhya dinde ne, whatever happens to us, we shouldn't start blaming others. Oh, menu ere karke menu itna hoya, ene menu itna kita. Guru Sahib clearly gives us hukam. Don't blame anybody else. whatever bad happens to you, happens because of your own karma. Gurusav is saying over here very clearly. Jo main kiya, so main paya. Whatever I did, that's what I reaped. Whatever I sowed, that's what I reaped. Dosh na dije avar jana. Gurusav da hukam ya. Don't blame others. A hukam a Gurusav da. Jehe karam karmaye teha hoisi. Again the same hukam. Whatever kind of karms we do, that's what's going to happen to us. The same thing is going to happen. Basically, this is just the English version of what we just said. Our present, asochnali gal. What is kismat? Some people say, I have bad luck. Meri kismat hi maadi hai. Meri kismat itna di hai. Kismat really pata ki hai? Kismat is the reflection of our past. What we are today, jo aap aaj hai gaye hain, chahe aap ucche hain, lambe hain, ameer hain, gareeb hain, sikh hain, Canada baithe hain, England baithe hain, jo bhi aap hai gaye hain. It's because of our past karma. Or koi reason, it doesn't, nothing happens for us as an accident. Ek hor gal hai, there's no such thing as an accident. Accident, there's no such thing. Accident kada nahi hunda. Jo bhi hunda, sab kuch rahega the control cha. When we say accident, accident means something happened that was not supposed to happen. It's happened all of a sudden. That kind of implicates that it's not in control of Vaheguru. Akal purakh control to bahar hai. When accidents do happen, so-called road accidents, mishaps happen, they happen because apna karma, koi karma hunda ba. That's why they happen. There's no such thing as accident. And there's no such thing as meri good luck hai, meri bad luck hai. Koi good luck, bad luck. Good luck, bad luck ahi hai. It's our the karma that we did in the past. Some person may have done huge charity work in some previous life, paise dete honge daan, and that person wins the lottery. And so it's not so such thing, koi chance, nothing happens by chance. Kuch kita honda, koi, it's some kind of payback, karmic payback. Just as our present is a reflection of past, our future will be shaped by the kind of karmas that we do today. Jitne karma pa karange, that's how our future will be shaped. Jitne bhi apa jana hai, if you want to go to heaven, we do that kind of karmas. If you want to go to some person wants to go to hell, it's very easy. Oh, apa kam kar liye. Hell ja sakde hain, narak ja sakde hain. If you want to go to Sachkhand, which is a place, which is, it's not heaven, it's not hell, it's something above these two realms. So for if you want to go to Sachkhand, we do Gurmat Karam. So there's good karam, there's bad karam, and there's Gurmat Karam. Three kind of karam. There are two ways to eliminate a bad karam. Say something, we get stuck in a bad situation. Bad situation can be a bad disease. Say we are hit with a bad disease. How can we get out of this situation? There are two ways to exhaust the karma. According to Gurmat, if we get a disease, if we get into bad situation, it's not because of anything that we did here. It's because of some past karma. This is a karma, it is the cause of bad things. Is some kind of bad karma. So the way to eliminate the bad karma is, one way is to go through the suffering. When the suffering is completed, then the karma will go away. The karma is finished, is washed. Second way, and the easy way, is apna naam japiye. Ek Gurbani siddhant hai, if we jap naam, the place or some kind of microchip, jo bhi chip hai gaye the, koi memory stick ka jo bhi hai, jitne apne bad karma likhe ne, it starts getting deleted. And I'm going to go through two or three punctiyan very quickly to prove kis tarah apne sare jehde karma ne us clear ho jande ne. This is a pankti from Slok Sanskriti. Kor dukhyam anek hatyam janam daridram mahavikhyadam mitant sagal simranthar naam nanak jaise pavak kashit pasmankrot. I know it's very difficult language hai. Ida matlab hai banda kor dukhyam. Kor dukhyam. Kor means bohut jyada dukh. Bohut jyada dukh. Je kisi ne bohut jyada dukh aaj ve. Second, anek hatyam. Je kisi ne bohut murders kite hon, kai murder kite hon. If a person is a serial killer, bohut anek bande mare ne. To kill somebody is a great sin. If somebody is such a great sinner that he is a serial killer. So, number one, ohde ko kai dukh ne. Secondly, he committed many murders. He's a very serious karmic debt on his shoulders. Thirdly, janam daridrang. Daridrang means poverty. So if somebody is very poor, bahut jyada poor, can't even meet the meat stands, do bari prasada nahi milta. And mahabikhyatam. And on top of all these things, he is currently stuck in a very grave situation. ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਸਿਨੈਰੀਓ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵਾ ਵਿਦ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਨ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਗੈਟਸ ਇਟ ਫਿਟ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਫੋਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਿਟੰਤ ਸਗਲ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਥਰ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਟੰਤ ਸਗਲ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਥਰ ਨਾਮ ਈਜ਼ੀ ਆ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨਾ ਆਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਿਨਸ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਆਪਣੀ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਪਾਵਰਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਇਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਐਲੀਮੀਨੇਟਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਜਪ ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਥਰ ਨਾਮ And then what happens, how does it get eliminated? Just like if we put wood in fire, the way fire burns wood and reduces it to ashes, same way, jira naam ya, naam burns away the bad deeds and the bad and dukh that we have. Is tarah burn ho janda. So naam is a very powerful tool. Je apne ko problem hai na, naam japi hai. Jahan dukh lag gaya tha, tujhe sambhal nahi. Jidhon dukh lage, us time te must ya, go back to your roots, naam japo us time te. Dukh rinda nahi, dukh finish ho janda. It all depends on your vastha, apni vastha ki nahi. Us mutabak, there are some good sects who refuse to do anything else. Koi effort bhi nahi karna, just naam japna hai. Guru Arjan Dev Ji's darbar lag gaya si. Guru Arjan Dev Ji's darbar was on. Kirtan was on. And some good sects came to darbar. Bohut kabraye hoye. Very upset. Kehne lage, sache paasha, sache paasha. Suli Khan. Suli Khan was a commander. A Muslim commander. He is coming to attack us. Let's do something for it. Sari Sangat, you know, many, everybody was visibly upset. So, let's do something. So, somebody got up. And they said, let's write down our viewpoint and let's send a letter to Suli Khan and stop him in the middle. Explain to him our viewpoint. That whatever Prithi Chand has told Suli Khan, so Prithi Chand was elder brother of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, that whatever Prithi Chand has told you is false. We are not doing anything against, no conspiracies against the government. And then second person said, no, there is no time for writing anything. We should send our representatives, we should send them to Suli Khan so that they can explain our viewpoint. Let Baba Buddha Ji go and Pai Gurdas Ji go and explain to them the situation. Guru Sahib just kept quiet. Guru Sahib kuch nahi bole. Then Guru Sahib kuch nahi bole na, then somebody got up, Sache Pasha, apnu kuch karna pehna. We have to do something. We just can't sit like that. Us time the Guru Sahib ne keha. Guru Sahib writes this in his shabd. Guru Sahib says, Prathme mata kishpatri chalavo. Theek hai na? Prathme mata kishpatri chalavo. Dutiye mata doye manuk pahunchavo. Pehla mata, hukam, haan ji? Doye manuk pahunchavo. So first somebody said, ki, let's write a letter. Second mata, No, let's send representatives there. Dutiya mata, doye manuk panchavo. Tritiya mata, kich karo paya. Tritiya kenda, kuch karna pena. Let's do something. But Guru Sahib ne ki jawab deta go? Main sab ke chhod, prab tumhi te aaya. Guru Sahib kehne ke apan, we not kasi kuch nahi karna. Let's do kirtan, let's do jap naam. Guru Sahib was totally beparwah se ki Guru Sahib. Parwah nahi karde si. Guru Sahib ne usse chup karke, Guru Sahib said, hukam kita, kirtan shuru karo. They sare kirtan Guru Sahib and everybody got indulged in kirtan and naam. And what happened on the other hand? On the other side, Suli Khan was travelling with his army coming to attack Guru Sahib. What happened? On his way, he was stopped at his friend's place and there was a patha. Pata nahi patha in English ki kehte hain, mujhe pata nahi. Brick kiln. And there was a huge oven and he accidentally fell. Not accidentally, I just shouldn't be using this word. He along with his horse fell in that patta in that big stove and he burned. Sara finish ho gaya, sad gaya, swa ho gaya. And then Guru Sahib has written a shabd on this also. Suli te Narayan Rakh. Suli ka haath kahin na pahunche, Suli hua mua na paak. The whole shabd covers the kisra. Suli couldn't get to Guru Sahib and he perished on his way. So depending on the avastha that we have, there are good sikhs who will ਸੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੀ ਸ਼ਕਨ ਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਨੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ ਪਰ ਅਗੇਨ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਸੇ ਦਵਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਣੀ ਇਟਸ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਇਜ਼ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਨੋ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਸੇ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਕੈਨਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਵੈਦਰ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਈਦਰ ਵੇ ਇਟਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੂ ਵਿਲ ਕਿਉਰ ਅਸ The medicine doesn't do anything. It's the reality. Say somebody gets hit with cancer or diabetes, or koi bhi, take any disease. The cause of disease is not the germs. Some of diabetes, they say the pancreas stop producing insulin. This is what they say in science, medical science, right? Parsi uthya sara kuch, oh jo marzi kahi jaan, insulin diya. Main sachi kehta tha, jehda disease hunda na, no matter what science says, the only reason why we get a disease is because of a bad karma outstanding. Otherwise, according to Gurmat, you cannot get dukh, you cannot get disease otherwise. Science can say whatever, can it in the germs chale gaye, germs jana, you got typhoid ho gaya, ya kuch aur ho gaya. But reality is, yeah, that may be happening from the outwards, but the reason why the germs came in the body, or the reason why the pancreas have stopped producing insulin, or the reason why cancer is sprouting, is because ko bad karma in the cause, yeah. Some bad karma is causing it. And ya pa dawai khande hain, what we are doing is, we are just eliminating the symptoms. Other root te othe hi hai, disease othe hi. And if we have a karma, we may eliminate one disease, but if there's a still outstanding karma still staying, they will get some other disease. Then, jab tak disease karma exhaust nahi hunda, the disease will keep coming back. And the reality is, if we jap naam and we attack the cause, jehda cause hai, unnu attack karo siddha. Je naam jap ke attack kariye, to without eating dawai also theek ho sakde hain. And there's a pankti jive bhai sahab dasde ne, sarv rog ka aukhad naam. And another pankti in Sufi sahab again, अनेक उपावी रोग ना जाए. देखो पंक्ति सुनो, अनेक उपावी रोग ना जाए. नो मैटर यू डू मेनी डिफरेंट मीन्स डिफरेंट मेथड्स यूज कर लो, रोग नहीं जाता. पर रोग कितना जाता, रोग मिटाए हर अवखत लाए. गुरबाणी का हुक्म है, रोग विल ओनली गो व्हेन वी अप्लाई द मेडिसिन ऑफ नाम ऑन इट. अदरवाइज वी मे एलिमिनेट. गोली खाली टेरेनॉल दी, एस्प्रिन दी, हेडेक चली गई, इट विल कम बैक अगेन नेक्स्ट डे, विल कम टू थ्री डेज बैक, इट विल कम बैक अगेन. बट इफ वी जप नाम, गुरसिख टोल्ड अस in Toronto, he said it's been 25 years since he had a headache. And he said that somebody told him that if you do three things, you can never get a headache. Three things again. Pehla gal si ki amrit vele thande pani nal snan karna. Thande pani sir ch kesa itthe te pani, I don't enjoy taking shower here. The pani is not thanda enough. Really, honestly, sachi, we have been used to it so much now, so many years. In Canada, pani is really near freezing on that. And when the freezing water hits our head in the Amrit Vela, it really awakens us. It's really good feeling. Amrit Vela, he said, take shower, thandi pani da shower. Second thing he said, do sunsa da paath every day. And third thing he said, sarvalo. This is what his own experience was. He said, it's been 25 years, he has never had a headache after that. So different gurusikhs have different experiences. Like, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਕੀਨ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਯਕੀਨ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਜੇ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੀਪਸ ਰਹਿਤ ਰੱਖੇ, ਸਭ ਲੋਕ ਸਭ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਤ ਬਹਿਤ ਰੱਖੇ, ਡਿਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਦੀਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਕਮ ਨਿਊ. ਇਫ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦੀਸ, ਦੇ ਡੂ ਸ਼ੋ ਅਪ ਐਜ਼ ਲੇਖ ਨਾ ਮਿਟੇ ਹੇ ਸਕੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਪਾਸਟ ਕਰਮ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟ ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਹਾਰਮ ਟੂ ਅਸ, ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਕੁਇਕਲੀ ਗੈਟ ਇਲੀਮੀਨੇਟਡ. ਦੇ ਮੇ ਹੈਵ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਓਰੀਜਨਲੀ ਫਾਰ 5 ਈਅਰਸ, ਬਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਅਵੇ ਇਨ 5 ਵੀਕਸ, ਰਹੂਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ. And there's also the society, Sarab Rog Ka Aukhad Naam Society now. They have proved it, scientifically proved karta unhone, that people who go to their camps, they do get healed. And what they recommend is 4 hours of Naam Vyas every day, and they ask us to give up some bad karms as well. Ninda ni karni, chugli ni karni, kaam, krodh lo, mohan ka arta, abstain karna hai. So if people who are following their system, the system is working. And it's working for everybody. Doesn't matter Sikh or Gursikh. Anybody who gets close to Gurbani is going to get affected. No doubt about it. Next pankti, jab man Ram naam nistara, kod tantra ke paap khove har pav jal paar utara. Same thing again, Gursav keh rahe ne, naam japo, naam jab ke you get salvation. Kod tantra means your bad karma, millions of bad karma from millions of lives, they get eliminated. So, Gurbani ke te, we have to bow our head. Gurbani jo kehndi, sach kehndi. Finally, third pankti I'm giving here, for quoting, Satgur mai balihari tor, jin sakal vikal pram kaate mor, Ramanand Swami ramat brahm, gurka shabd kaate kot karam. This is the only shabd that Bhagat Ramanand ji has in Gurbani. Just if some Gursikhs may not know, Ramanand ji, Swami Ramanand ji, was worldly. He was guru of Bhagat Kabir ji, Ravidas ji, and Sand ji, many other Bhagats whose bani is in Gurbani. What happened was, if you look at this pankti, he says, Sadhguru mein balihari tor. I just want to take 2 minutes of your time. Ek thoda issue to apne subject to off hona hai. Ramanand ji's guru was Raghava ji. And Raghava ji was 13th or 14th place of Ramanuj. Ramanuj was in India, there was at that time two kind of bhakti. Krishandi bhakti and Shivdi bhakti. So they are Vash and they are Shaiv. Shaivs are who worship Shivji, one of the gods of Hindus, and Vash are those people who worship the incarnations of Vishnu. They are called Vash. And up until Ramanandaji, there were only two schools. Yahan the Shivji di bhakti karte si, ya Krishna di bhakti karte si. So Ramanuj, in the 8th or 9th century, he started the Krishna bhakti and really grew very popular in South India and especially in Central India. Poor popular si. And in the 13th or 14th place of Ramanuj was Raghavaji. And Raghavaji's disciple was Ramanandaji. Ramanandaji, when he became a disciple of Raghavaji, he was doing Krishna bhakti because that's the mantra that he had got. But it's written in the history that he's probably the only Bhagat known who revolted against his guru. He revolted against Raghavaji and he introduced his own bhakti. And that bhakti is called Ram bhakti. Before Ramanandaji, the bhakti of Ramchandra, the Hindus have a god, Ramchandra. Ramchandra di bhakti was not popular. And Ramanandaji was a very charismatic person. And very soon, he had a very large following. Following was so large that Kabir ji, Ravidas ji, and Sand ji, and many other, I'd say Tanna ji too, many of these Bhagats, they were living in Ayodhya at that time, and they were all disciples of Ramanandaji. On history, the history of Anmats, history of other people, scholars, they say something else, but it's written in our history, our Janam Sakhi, it's written that Guru Nanak Dev ji went to Ayodhya. When he went to Ayodhya, over there Ramanandaji heard about Guru Nanak Dev ji and they had a meeting. And they had a very long discussion. And the whole discussion is very interesting. It's written in poetic form. It's written in, there's a book called Bhagat Bani Pag, of History of Bhagat Bani. And in old Janam Sakhis, there's a long, it's recorded what kind of conversation they had. And after the conversation, Ramanandaji, who was very, very old, he was much older than Guru Nanak Dev ji. Ramanandaji ne kaha, Guru Sahib, he begged for Naam. In the end of it, he said, I've spent so much time, I've reached such a high level, but I need, after the conversation I had with you, I feel that I need more. So, ne Guru Sahib ki beinti ki thi, ki minu Naam baksho. Then it's written that Guru, tab Baba bahut hasya. Kehen laga, Gosai ji, tusi ta sab ko jaante ho. Tusi idna ke Guru Sahib, tab Baba bahut hasya. This is how it's written. Tab Baba bahut hasya, kehen laga, Gosai ji, tusi ta sab ko jaante ho. To Guru Sahib ne aapko jawab deta, Gosai ji, tusi, you already know everything. Why do you want Naam? Guru Sahib has ke kehan. Is tarah likha hua. But Ramanandji insisted ki minu apna Sikh bana lo. So at that time it's written that Ramanandji became a Sikh of Guru Nanak Dev ji. And then the following day, Bhagat Kabir ji, Ravidas ji, Sand ji, and many other Bhagats, they all came to Guru Sahib as well. And they all became Sikhs of Guru Sahib too. Now look at this pankti. I tahi pankti quote kiti hai. Satguru, main balihari tor. Ramanandji is saying, oh Satguru, I am sacrificed on you. Who is Ramanandji referring to as Satguru here? He had no guru of his own. He had revolted against his own guru, Raghavaji. Remember, I just said, Raghavaji is against, he revolted. He started his own school. So who is he calling Satguru? Who is he begging before? Satguru Nanak. Satguru Nanak, exactly. He's guru. Aamre loki samajhde nahi, understand nahi karde. Kehnde nahi, Guru Granth Sahib ji Musalmana di bani hai. Ek Hinduan di bani hai. Ek kis tarah ho sakda hai? When kete kaan mahesh, kete brahme kaad te kadhiye roop rang ke vesh. Gurbani kehndi hai, according to Guru Nanak Dev ji, their prophets like and the gurus like Krishna, Shivji, Buddhi, Lord Buddha kehnde ne, Buddha, and all these great prophets, they are sitting in Gyan Khand. Just read Japji sahab. Kete brahme kaad te kadhiye roop rang ke vesh, kete kaan mahesh. Kaan means Krishna, mahesh means the Shivji. When the entity that they are worshipping is in Gyan Khanda. How could the Pagats have reached such Khanda? You can only go as far as your worshipee is. That's why there's a Pankti in Gurbani, Maha Mai ki puja kare, narte nar hoya utare. A Panji asked me this question. She said that it seems to her that this Pankti is a sexist Pankti. That it discriminates against women. Because the Pankti says, Maha Mai ki puja kare. Maha Mai kone? You know Hindu devis? They're called Maha Mai. Maha Mai ki puja kare? What have Guru Gurbani says, if you do puja of Maha Mai, in the next life you become a woman. Gurbani. So it, from the outward it seems that it is a sexist Pankti, but it's not. Sexist niyagi. Ek gurmata asool hai. It's the principle of gurmat. That you become what you worship. Exactly. So what happens is if you start worshipping a buffalo, you know, you become the maximum you can become is you can become a buffalo, that's right. Porki ban jaoge. Haanji, people who worship Shivji, the maximum heights or the pinnacles that they can reach is they will reach the level of Shivji. Jaisa simre taisa hove. Exactly. Whatever you do, simran of, that's what you become. So now if you do puja of that Mahamai, the maximum you become is you become Mahamai. And next to the young you become a woman. This is what Gurbani ji likha hua. Ji aap, we shouldn't worship any woman, not man. We should worship a Kalpurkh. Jire Kalpurkh di puja karde ne, oh Kalpurkh ban jande ne. Once you worship Vaheguru, they become Vaheguru, they become one with Vaheguru. So is karke, I just want to bring up this shabd here. Satguru mein balihari tor. Nisakal Bikal Pram Kate Mor. This shabd proves that Ramanandji had a guru. And his history says he had no guru. But his own Bani proves that he had a guru. And his guru was Guru Nanak Dev Ji and nobody else. And this is a totally different subject that we'll go through this subject some other time. That Jinnadi Bani Guru Granth Sahib Ji Vecha, they were all Sikhs of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Nobody was a Hindu, nobody was a Muslim. When Kabir Ji himself is saying, Bhai Sahib, Surjit Singh Ji said, he quoted a pankti, Naham Hindu, Na Muslim, Allah Ram ke pind pran. It's in the Prabhati Rag, right? In the, towards the end, this pankti comes in Guru Granth Sahib. Oh, we will talk about that too. Baba Fareed Bar, we will talk about this. It's a totally different subject that we'll, Baba Fareed Ji Bar and all that, we'll have to cover at some other time. Apna time thoda hai. Next, very quickly I want to compare Gurmat Karam philosophy with the Buddhist and Hindu Karam philosophy. Before we start this, I just want to explain something. That religions come from two places. Only two places. Europeans, no religion came from here. Religions come either from Middle East, from the Jerusalem area, that Arab area. Three religions came from there. Judaism, Jews, Christianity and Islam. These three religions come from Middle East. And then the religions come from India. Hinduism, Jain, and Buddhist. So oldest term is Jain and Hindu term are very old, then followed by Buddhist. And finally, Kaljug Vecha, Nusada, yes, Gurmat term, Sikh term. These four terms are from India. And in my opinion, the Semitic religions, they are much inferior to the Indian religions. And within Indian religions, the Semitic religions don't believe in reincarnation, they don't believe in karma. This is why they cannot explain why some children are born unequal. We can very easily say, this boy, KPS Gill, yeah. KPS Gill, right? When he dies, if he's born as a very poor person, a very doshta, yeah, he suffers in the next world, we shouldn't be surprised. So, Gurmat can explain why some people are born unequal. But a Muslim cannot explain. He has no answer to this question. Why are some children born poor, some are born rich? Why is it there's inequality? So, explain nahi kar sakte. Now, within the Indian religions, I'm just using the word Indian religion. Don't, the whole matlab na kadyo. My Sikhism, Indian term, nothing like that. Sikh is an international religion. Just for the sake of this presentation, I'm making this distinction here. In the Indian religions, they all believe in the philosophy of karma. Buddhists believe in it, Hindus believe in it, they all believe in reincarnation as well. But there's a subtle difference between Sikh term and Hindu and Buddhist, all of them. Pehli gal hai, the Buddhists believe that karma is all powerful. Or they believe that karma is all powerful. If you did slap somebody, you will get slapped. Period. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction or more. Reaction honi honi. So they believe in a system that's in place, which works automatically. There's a system in place, system of karma in place. So it works automatically. If you do this, like your computer program, this will happen. If you do idda gita, idda hoju. So this will, and Gurmat believes that this system is in place, but Vaheguru is actively involved in the system. So je aapa kisnu de thappar mariya va idda kita us vele akal purakh ne ohnu judge karna ki inu ki reaction dena. Akal purakh is actively involved in his creation. He is not sitting somewhere, sitting bhi hai, but he is actively involved. Ve ki ho reha hai
haan ji,
prasad nahi mante, because they don't believe in prasad means kripa. Buddhists don't believe in kripa because they don't believe in akal purakh. This is why I've written also many times, many people have objected to this also. I don't consider Buddhist atharam even, because they don't believe in akal purakh. All other religions believe in akal purakh. Buddhist term and Jain term don't believe in akal purakh. In my personal opinion, yeah. And Paisa Radhi Singh has also written about this in his book, Gurmat Karam Philosophy. He writes that Buddhist term is a shaitani term. Shaitani means satanic. Satanic is hega hiya, if it's an atheist term. But we are not here to condemn any religion. I we are just comparing what's the difference between Gurmat and other terms. Second difference is, yeah, actually both have already explained, went through these. So jada karma hai na, karma ya sikhi vich hai, je gursikh ne, je kisnu, gursikh has murdered somebody, as an example denne. On Baba Deep Singh ji, all gursikh sege, they had taken many lives. Baba Deep Singh ji, kai prana, Akali Phula Singh bari sege, 1000 Muslim maare se na, 1000. Say, Akali Phula Singh ji did not suffer any karmic consequence of that. Otherwise, if you kill one life, it's a very big karmic debt. But it is saying, okay, taram, doing taram yodh. Guru Gusav himself and many Guru Sikhs at that time went through. So, Akal Purakh will judge every karma that every being does and award reward or punishment accordingly. So, if two persons do same karma, the effect will not be same. According to Buddhist and Hindu tarams, the effect will be same. If both of us slap somebody, we both get slapped back. But according to Sikh Dharam, the effect will be decided by Akal Purakh. Akal Purakh, every karm, he is actively involved in every karm. Tahega ki jab maafi mang liye, and though that karm can get forgiven also, according to Sikh Dharam. Now very quickly, I'm just going to go through, I'm going to finish this off quickly so that we have more time for question answers. So we're going to go very quickly through Manmukh Karams and Gurmukh Karams, Gurmat Karams. So, manmukhi karam ki hunde ne? Any karam that's not done in accordance to Gurmat is manmukhi karam. So, examples of manmukhi karam we went through yesterday. So, char bajra kriyata are one of the biggest manmukhi karams. Pehli bajra kriyata, having adultery karni, fornication, having boyfriends and girlfriends, itna kam karna. Oh, kriyata, bajra kriyata. According to Gurmat, it's a bahut bada manmukhi karam hai. Tu itna das dene hai. At the time of Pai Bagel Singh ji, this is about 200 years ago, while Singh attacked that Musliman, in their captivity, they got a princess of Lahore, one of the princesses of Lahore. And that princess, she was very proud of her beauty. And while she was in Lahore with other Muslims, she always used to hide parda kar desi, because otherwise the Musliman, she thought, everybody used to look at her. When she got caught, she was surprised and shocked. Inside, she was shocked to see that Singh was chak de bhi nahi sige. Singhs won't even look at her. Because Gursa ne hukam kita hai, paratriya roop na pekhe netar. Gursikhs don't even look at her. And she was really surprised to see that the Singhs were not taking interest in Vidha, interest nahi si le rahe ode vich. And then it's written in history that at one point she even wanted to get married to Pai Bagel Singh ji. Par Bagel Singh ji, but she didn't want to become a Sikh. And Pai Bagel Singh couldn't become a Muslim. So, oh, gal kadi hoi nahi. So, they just want to mention that Singh te enna uccha character hai. Everything that we have is our character, sada character. Sada, jada sada akhlaak hai na, oh sada kol hai. Toh taan karke je hon, if we heard stories that Gursikh ne bana paaya ba, bana paake ho, oh de ko girlfriend hai. ਜਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੀਬੀ ਆ, ਬੱਚੀ ਆ ਸਾਡੀ, ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਉਹਨੇ ਬਾਣਾ ਪਾਇਆ, ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਧਾਰੀ ਬੱਚੀ ਆ, ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਬੁਆਏਫ੍ਰੈਂਡ ਆ, ਇਹ ਇੰਨੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਸ਼ੇਮ ਆ। ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਔਰ ਫਾਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਆਮ ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਚ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਚ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਪਿਓ ਦੀ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਪੱਗ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਗ ਨਾ ਲਾਈ, ਏਦਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਪਿਓ ਦੀ ਬਾਪ ਦੀ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਪੱਗ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਗ ਨਾ ਲਾਈ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਸਟੇਨ ਦ ਪਗੜੀ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਨਰ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਫਾਦਰ। ਹੁਣ ਇਫ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਧਾਰੀ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ, ਇਫ ਵੀ ਇੰਡਲਜ ਇਨ ਦੀਸ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਕਰਮਸ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸਟੇਨਿੰਗ, ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਬੈਡ ਨੇਮ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਸੋ ਇਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਆ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿ ਸਟੇ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜਵਾਨੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਨਾ, ਜਵਾਨੀ ਚ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਇਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕੀਪ ਅਵਰ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਔਰ ਮੋਰਲਸ ਹਾਈ, ਵੀ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਕਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ। ਟੂ ਅਵਾਇਡ ਦਿਸ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਗਲਤੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਥਰੂ ਦਿਸ ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਵੀ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ, ਚੈਟਿੰਗ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਨਾਲ, ਮੁੰਡੇ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਚੈਟਿੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ, ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਮਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗਾ। ਆਸਕ ਯੂਰ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ, ਵਰ ਦੀ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੀਸ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਐਕਟੀਵਿਟੀਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਵਰ ਦੀ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੇ ਗਰਲਸ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ, ਨੋ, ਹੁਣੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਇਆ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮਗਰ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ, ਗੋਰਿਆਂ ਮਗਰ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੋਰਿਆਂ ਵਰਗੇ ਬਣ ਗਏ। ਸੋ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਵਿਦ ਬਜਟ ਕਰੈਪਸ, ਫੋਰਨੀਕੇਸ਼ਨ, ਅਡਲਟਰੀ, ਈਟਿੰਗ ਮੀਟ, ਕੇਸ ਕੱਟਣੇ, ਕੇਸ ਕੱਟਣੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਪਾਪ ਹੈ। ਲੈਟਸ ਇਮੈਜਿਨ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ, ਇਸ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਕੋਈ ਫਿੰਗਰ ਕੱਟ ਦੇਵੇ, ਵੀ ਫੀਲ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਪੇਨ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਕੱਟ ਅਵਰ ਹੇਅਰ, ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੀਲ ਪੇਨ ਫੀਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ, ਬਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਫੀਲਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਪੇਨ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ, ਨੋਟ ਨਾਓ, ਦੀ ਪੇਨ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਫਰਡ, ਦੀ ਪੇਨ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਲ ਇਕੱਠੀ ਆਊਗੀ ਜਾਂ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ ਚ ਆਊਗੀ, ਪੇਨ ਤੇ ਆਉਣੀ ਆਉਣੀ ਆ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਬਾਡੀ ਦਾ ਅੰਗ ਕੱਟਿਆ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਜਾਂ ਆਹ ਕੱਟਿਆ, ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਕੇਸ ਕੱਟਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਦੀ ਪੇਨ ਇਜ ਓਨਲੀ ਡਿਫਰਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦਾ ਪੇਨ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਇਮੀਡੀਏਟਲੀ। ਇਮੈਜਿਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਦਾ ਪੇਨ ਆਫ ਦਸੇ ਉਂਗਲਾਂ ਕੱਟੀਆਂ ਜਾਣ, ਕਿੰਨੀ ਪੇਨ ਹੋਗੀ, ਆਲ ਫਿੰਗਰਸ ਕੱਟ ਕੱਟ। ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਕੱਟ ਹੇਅਰ, ਦੀ ਪੇਨ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ, ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਲੇਟਰ ਆਨ, ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਕਮ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹਦੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬਾਡੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਆ, ਵੀ ਨੋਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਇੰਟਰਫੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਬਾਡੀ, ਵੀ ਬਾਡੀ ਨੂੰ ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰਕੇ ਗ੍ਰੀਨ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ, ਇੱਥੇ ਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਲੀਚ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ, ਜਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੇ ਵਾਲ ਜੇ ਧੌਲੇ ਆ ਗਏ ਨੇ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗ੍ਰੇ ਹੇਅਰ, ਵੀ ਨੋਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡਾਈ ਦੈਮ। ਜਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਮਨਮਤ ਦੇ ਕਰਮ ਨੇ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡਿਸਕਸਿੰਗ ਮਨਮੁਖੀ ਕਰਮ ਹੈ। ਬੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਊਡ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਊਡ ਆਫ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਹਾਵ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਗੁਰਸਾਹਿਬ ਬਾਣੀ ਬਾਣਾ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਆ, ਬਾਣੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਆ ਵਾ ਸਰੂਪ, ਬਾਡੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਸਟੇ, ਲੈਟ ਇਟ ਸਟੇ ਐਸ ਇਜ਼। ਐਂਡ ਲਾਸਟਲੀ ਦੀ ਚਾਰ ਬਜਕ ਰਹਿਤਾ ਇਜ਼ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਸ਼ਨ, ਐਨੀ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਸ਼ਨ, ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਹੋਵੇ, ਚਾਹੇ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀ, ਚਾਹੇ ਡਰੱਗਸ ਨੇ, ਚਾਹੇ ਟੋਬੈਕੋ ਆ, ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਰੇ ਬੈਡ ਮਨਮੁਖੀ ਕਰਮ ਨੇ। ਫਿਰ ਦੇ ਮੋਰਲ ਵੈਲਿਊਜ਼ ਦੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਝੂਠ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ, ਚੋਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ, ਟੈਕਸ ਪੂਰਾ ਪੇ ਕਰਨਾ। ਹੁਣ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਓਵਰ ਓਨ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ, ਟੈਕਸ ਇਜ਼, ਆਈ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਸਾਈਨ ਅੰਡਰਨੀਥ, ਵੀ ਸਾਈਨ ਟੈਕਸ ਰਿਟਰਨ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਸੋ ਵੀ ਮਸਟ ਪੇ ਟੈਕਸਿਸ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡਨਟ ਫਾਈਲ ਟੈਕਸ। ਫਿਰ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਟੈਕਸ ਨਾ ਪੇ ਕਰੋ, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਫਾਈਲ ਟੈਕਸ ਰਿਟਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸਾਈਨ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਵਟ ਦੀ ਸਟੇਟਮੈਂਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰੂਥ, ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਪੇ ਫੁੱਲ ਟੈਕਸਿਸ। ਸੋ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਪਣੇ when Gursikhs in Toronto, when they do seva, this is also one of the things we ask, we what happens tomorrow if a Gursikh, Amritari Gursikh gets caught, ਉਹਦੀ ਅਖਬਾਰ ਫੋਟੋ ਆਊਗੀ, ਆ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ $5,000 ਦੀ ਚੋਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਟੈਕਸ ਦੀ। ਸੋ ਹਾਓ ਬੈਡ ਨੇਮ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗਿਵ ਟੂ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦੈਨ। ਸੋ ਸਿੱਖ ਦਾ ਕਰੈਕਟਰ ਪੂਰਾ ਐਨ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਟੈਕਸ ਪੇ ਕਰ ਦੋ, ਟੈਕਸ ਨਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਮਰ ਚੱਲੇ ਆਪਾਂ, ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਚੱਲਿਆ, ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਸਰਵਾਈਵ। ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਵਰਸਟ ਕਰਮਸ, ਈਵਨ ਵਰਸ ਦੈਨ ਬੱਜਕ ਕਰੈਤ, ਇਜ਼ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਬੇਮੁਖ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ। ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਬੇਮੁਖ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ? ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ, ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ, ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਫੋਰੈਸਟ, ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ ਨੋਟਿਸਡ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਸਨੇਕ, ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਿਊਜ ਸਨੇਕ, ਅ ਸਰਪੈਂਟ, ਵਾਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ ਦੇ ਮੂਵ ਫੋਰ ਭਾਈ ਵਿਧੀ ਚੰਦ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਮੂਵ ਫੋਰਵਰਡ ਟੂ ਕਿਲ ਦ ਸਨੇਕ, ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਲੀ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਪਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਟੋਪ ਗਏ, ਰੁਕ ਜਾਓ ਸਿੰਘੋ, ਸਿੱਖੋ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ, ਲੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਕਮ। ਸੋ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਨੇਕ ਆਇਆ ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੋਲੇ, ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਹਿਟ ਦਾ, ਹੀ ਹਿਟ ਦਾ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਤੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਫਟ ਗਿਆ, ਐਂਡ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਉਹ ਸਨੇਕ ਡਾਈਡ। ਜਦੋਂ ਡਾਈ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ, ਤੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ, ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਕੌਤਕ ਸੀ, ਵਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ, ਕੀ ਸੀ ਇਹ? ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਆਪਣੇ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਸੱਪ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪੇ ਦੱਸੂਗਾ, ਦਿ ਸਨੇਕ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਵਿਲ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਵਟਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਆਨ। ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਗੇਵ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਦੀ ਸੋਲ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਾਵਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਦੀ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਵਿਜੀਬਲ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ, ਐਂਡ ਸੋਲ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਸੇਂਟ, ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਸੰਤ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਸੰਤ, And I was a fake guru. I was misleading people. I was telling them that if you believe in me, if you follow my path, you will reach, you'll get salvation. And then the Gurusikhs also noticed that the snake was also was being eaten by insects. If a snake gets cut, then the kidney and the insects, snake cannot avoid, it can't bite ants, right? So that snake was just full of insects for eating him up. So, one dasya ki I am that guru that who was misleading people, and all these insects who are eating me, they are my chele. They are my disciples who I had misled. So, it's about the camel diya. The disciples, the people who were following that snake, the maximum they could have reached was they reached their guru. And the guru was a snake. Pata nahi si. Mujhe apna guru sahib ya, if we jap naam and we worship guru sahib, akal purukh, guru sikhs reach Sachkhand because that's where guru sahib is. And if people who worship a false guru, they will reach where that guru goes. And if the guru becomes a snake, then the chele will also reach their guru and they became insects and they were eating away that snake. So, ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਨਮਤ ਕਰਮ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਛੋੜ ਕੇ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੋਏ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਅਨਦਰ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਇਨ ਫਾਰਸੀ ਉਰਦੂ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡਸਨਟ ਬਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆਫ ਅ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਸਲੇਵ ਆਫ ਅ ਸਲੇਵ ਦ ਪਰਸਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫੇਕ ਸੰਤਸ ਔਰ ਫੇਕ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਉਹ ਤੇ ਆਪ ਸਲੇਵਸ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਵਿਲ ਵੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਦਿਸ ਵਸਤੂ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਆਡ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਆ ਇਟਸ ਨੋਵਰ ਐਲਸ ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਨਮਤ ਕਰਮ ਆ ਟੂ ਫਾਲੋ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਸੰਤ ਔਰ ਐਨੀ ਫੇਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਥਰੂ ਦਿਸ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਸਵੀਅਰ ਪਨਿਸ਼ਮੈਂਟਸ ਐਸ ਜਸ ਵੀ ਜਸਟ ਹਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਚੇਲੇ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਇਨਸੈਕਟਸ What happens is very quickly we go through. After we die, our jivatma is taken to Taramkhand. Taramkhand, that's where Taramara is. They judge our deeds and accordingly, at their discretion, they give us swarg or nark. For the good deeds, they give us swarg. For bad deeds, they give us nark. And at their discretion, if they want, they can send us directly back and give us a bad junni. And we may be reborn as a dog or a cat or a very poor and suffering person. So it's up to their discretion. If we lose this opportunity, then God knows when we'll get the opportunity again. Iska ki apna lose na kariye, bhi gursikh ban ke naam japiye, te apna munukha janam safal kariye. Next we're going to very quickly go through Gurmat Karam. Gurmat Karam ki hai, har ko naam jap nirmal karam. Gurbani ji likha, sarv dharm hai shreshth dharm, which is the greatest religion of all. Greatest taram. Taram is actually, taram over here means duty. Kama. Biggest taram, duty kedi hai. The biggest duty is har ko naam japa. This is the greatest taram. This is the greatest karam to do. And this is the only nirmal karam. Nirmal means the karam that's without mal, without dirt. Har kirat saad sangat. Hai sir karman ke karma. Notice the vishram that I placed. Normally we say, har kirat saad sangat hai. Sir Karman ke karma. But if we go through the meanings, the Bishram should be Har Kirit Sad Sangat, Sir Karman ke karma. Har Kirit done in Sad Sangat, Hai Sir Karman ke karma. Sir Karman ke karma means it's the greatest karma. Karma de Sir te karma. Sab to changa karma. Sab to changa karma kiya. Har Kirit means singing, doing kirtan. Kirit means to sing praises. Akal Purakh di kirit karni, naam japna. Through naam jap ki kirt karni or through gurbani kirt karni. That's the greatest karma of all. And to obey the hukams of Guru Sahib, Guru Sahib gal manni, rehat rakhni, ye sab to vadde karma ne. So what happens if we do gurmat karma? Gurmat karma ki ne? Jehde gurmat naam hai na, it does not produce a result, a reaction that will force us to come back here. As an example, say somebody, there's a person, hypothetically talking, there's a person who never does bad karma, only does good karma. Always gives money in charity, always kisnu gaal nahi katda, kisnu marda nahi, apna takes to himself. Basically, when he goes to Taramrai, he only has good karma. But even that person will have to come back to this world because he has to exhaust his good karma then. Then he will be born back as maybe as Bill Gates, but a rich banda hai, and has all the luxuries, all the sukh and everything. Maybe born as George Bush, I don't know. Koi bhi koshi born ho sakta hai. But that person will have to take birth. Unnu aana pehna, kyunki ohde kol outstanding karma hai. Only then we get free from this, coming to this 84 lakh joon, when we don't have any karma outstanding. That's the only time when we don't come here. And it's only gurmat karam, naam da karam, the gurbani da karam, which does not produce a karma, a reaction that forces us to come back here. So, may last slide, yeah. What happens if we do gurmat karam? We get pyar of Guru Sahib. Ek wari, dastasi Pai Sahib, yesterday Pai Sahib said, Pai Dalla Ji, ask Guru Sahib, if I can, he did seva of Guru Sahib all night, standing, Guru Sahib sahi raat seva ki tiyan, Pai Dalla Ji ne. Sarati khada hote baar, Guru Sahib chaur karda raya, guard karda raya. Svere Guru Sahib bohut khoshi, Guru Sahib kehne lage, Dalla mang ki mangana. Te unhi mangya Guru Sahib, sache paasha, mere ko ho sab kuch hai ga. Give me a spot in your feet in the next world. ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਚ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪੀੜੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ ਪੀੜੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਛੋਟੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਸਟੂਲ ਕਹਿ ਲਓ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸਟੂਲ ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਘਰ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਰਾਜ ਮੰਗ ਲਾ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਬਿਕਮ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਬਲੈਸ ਯੂ ਵਿਦ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਟ ਦੀ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਆਸਕਡ ਫਾਰ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਗਿਵਨ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਤੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਛਕਿਆ ਲੈ ਸੋ ਤੈਨ ਭਾਈ ਡੱਲਾ ਜੀ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਬਰਾੜ ਤੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਛਕਿਆ ਸਾਰੇ ਬਰਾੜ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਛਕ ਕੇ ਤੋਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਬਣੇ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੋ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਂਗੇ ਇਹਾਂ ਖਾਟ ਚਲੋ ਹਰ ਲਾਹਾ ਆ ਗਏ ਬਸਣ ਸੁਹੇਲਾ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਂਗੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਰੱਖਾਂਗੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਆ ਹਲਤ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਲਤ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਆ ਪਲਤ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਆ ਸੋ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਐਵਰ ਲਾਸਟਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਫ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਆ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਹਾਰ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਬਾਕੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਹਾਰ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਫਤਿਹ ਵਿਕਟਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਸੋ ਇੰਨੇ ਕੁ ਵਚਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕਾ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਹੁਣ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਆਨਸਰ ਦੱਸਾਂਗੇ ਇਹ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਆਈ ਥੈਂਕ ਵੀਰ ਜੀ ਫਾਰ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਥਰੂ ਵਾਟ ਐਸ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੀਮਲੀ ਕੰਪਲੈਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਫਿਕਲਟ ਟਾਪਿਕ And we could probably sit here most of the day, probably discussing the intricacies of this topic. We've got about 15 minutes for some questions now, so I appreciate people coming forward. I'm going to try and pick different people. First, Kulwinder Singhji, and then Vidya.
As I said yesterday, your Guru Sahib, Hanji. His question is that why do Shaheed Singhs come back here? Do they come here because of the karma? Is that your question, right? What's the status of Shaheed Singhs? Who are they? Why do they come here? I personally have not witnessed Shaheed Singhs in myself. So, but I can tell you based on the books of myself and other Gursikhs and from what I've learned from Gursikhs. Shaheed Singhs are ਦੇ ਫਰੀ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰੀ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਆਏ ਜਾਏ ਨਿਸੰਗ ਦੀ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਬਾਬਾ ਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਫੋਰ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਫਿਨਿਸ਼ਡ ਹੀ ਹਲੇ ਵੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਦੀਪ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਜੀ ਹਲੇ ਵੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਐਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਲ ਇਫ ਬਾਬਾ ਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਆਏ ਜਾਏ ਨਿਸੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਵਟ ਦਿਸ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਮੀਨਸ ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਮ ਫੋਰਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਸਮ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਈ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਇਹ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਾਲਪੁਰਖ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਾਲਪੁਰਖ ਡਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਕਾਲਪੁਰਖ ਡਜ਼ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ ਇਟ ਥਰੂ ਸੰਬੜੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਟੂਲਸ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਾਲਪੁਰਖ ਡਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਥਰੂ ਹਿਸ ਟੂਲਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਦੇ ਨੀਡ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਰ ਫਰੀ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡੀ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਫਰੀ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੈਲਪ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਐਂਡ ਅੱਜ ਆਪਾਂ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ, ਹੋਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਨੇ, ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਨੇ, ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਹੋਲ ਵਰਲਡ, ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੈ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਿਊ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕਾਊਂਟ ਦੈਮ ਔਨ ਆਵਰ ਫਿੰਗਰ ਟਿਪਸ ਤੇ ਕਾਊਂਟ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਨੇ। ਮੇ ਬੀ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ, ਅੱਜ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਿਆ ਹੋਊਗਾ, ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ, ਮੇ ਬੀ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਜਪਿਆ ਹੋਊਗਾ, ਇੱਕ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਕੁਛ ਥਾਵਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ, ਕੁਛ ਥਾਵਾਂ ਨਾਰਥ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ 'ਚ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ, ਬਸ ਦੈਟਸ ਇਟ। ਸੋ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਥਾਵਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਥਾਵਾਂ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ। ਸਾਰੇ ਸਿੰਘਾਂ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਦੇ ਡਾਇਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਡਾਇਟ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਵੇਅਰ ਐਵਰ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਇੰਗੇਜ ਇਨ ਨਾਮ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਪਾਠ, ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਗੋ ਦੇ, ਬਿਕੋਜ ਫਾਰ ਟੂ ਰੀਜ਼ਨਸ, ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਬਿਕੋਜ ਦੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੰਗਰੀ ਫਾਰ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ। ਸੋ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ, ਇੱਦਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸੀ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਹੋਣ ਸਿੰਘ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸੇਫ ਫੋਰ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਇਸ ਦਿਸ ਰੂਮ ਹੇਅਰ, ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਬਾਏ ਦ ਵਾਲਸ, ਉਹ ਸਰਾਊਂਡ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਵਾਲਸ ਨੂੰ। ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਿੰਘਾਂ ਢੋ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਦੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਸਟੇ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਾਲ ਦੇ ਲਾਗੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਰ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਇੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਨੀਂਦ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਆ ਵੀ ਬਾਏ ਦ ਵਾਲ, ਨੀਂਦ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ। ਇੱਕ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਵਾ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਟ ਆਈ ਹਰਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਇਦਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਬਾਹਰਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਖੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਵਾਲਸ ਦੇ ਸਰਾਊਂਡ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ। ਸੋ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਉਸ ਲੀਕ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਦੈਟ ਏਰੀਆ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਸਿੰਘਾਂ ਦਾ ਏਰੀਆ। ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਪਤਾ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਤੋਂ, ਦੈਟਸ ਆਲ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਟੈਲ। ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਚ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਆ, ਕਰਮ ਕਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ। ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕੱਲ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਸੀ ਨਾ, ਕਵਨ ਸਵੇਲਾ ਵਖਤ ਕਵਨ, ਕਵਨ ਥਿਤ ਕਵਨ ਵਾਰ, ਕਵਨ ਸਰੁੱਤੀ ਮਹਾਂਕਵਨ ਜਿਥਵਾਕਾਰ, ਵੇਲਾ ਪਾਈਆ ਪੰਡਤੀ ਜੇ ਹੋਵੇ ਲੇਖ ਪੁਰਾਣ, ਵਕਤ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਓ ਕਾਦੀਆਂ ਜੇ ਲਿਖਣ ਲੇਖ ਕੁਰਾਨ, ਤਿਤਵਾਰ ਨਾ ਜੋਗੀ ਜਾਣੇ ਰੁਤ ਮਾਹ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ, ਜਾਂ ਕਰਤਾ ਸਰੱਠੀ ਕੋ ਸਾਜੇ ਆਪੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਸੋਈ। ਇੱਥੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਆਹੀ ਆ, ਜਾਂ ਕਰਤਾ ਸਰੱਠੀ ਕੋ ਜਾਜੇ ਆਪੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਸੋਈ। ਐਜ਼ ਸੈਡ ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ, ਇਫ ਅ ਸਨੇਕ ਫਾਲਸ ਔਨ ਯੂ, ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਟਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਫਿਗਰ ਆਊਟ ਸਨੇਕ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਆਇਆ, ਕਿਉਂ ਆਇਆ, ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਕਿਉਂ ਆਇਆ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੂ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਅਵਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸਨੇਕ। ਦੀਸ ਆਰ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨਸ, ਵੈਨ ਵਾਜ਼ ਦੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ, ਵਾਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਇਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ, ਵਾਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਇਟ ਨਾਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ, ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਕਰਮਾ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਫਰੋਮ। ਇਟਸ ਐਸ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੰਪਲੈਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲੀ ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਪਰੀਹੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ। ਵਟ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਕਰਮਾ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਨਾਓ, ਕਰਮਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੈਗਾ ਹੁਣ। ਹਾਂਜੀ ਭੈਣ ਜੀ, ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਾਜਾ ਸੀ ਨਾ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਸਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ ਕਰਮਾ, ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕਰਮਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਅਗਲੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਚ ਚੰਡਾਲ ਬਣਨਾ ਸੀ। ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਅਨਐਕਸਪਲੇਨੇਬਲ।
This is obviously a topic which a lot of people have questions. Mm-hmm. So may I tell the Sangha that if you just put your hands up and I will bring the microphone to you.
Sure.
And that way everybody can understand what you're saying. ਅਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਆ,
ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਭੈਣ ਜੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛ ਲੈਂਦੇ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਬੂਹੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਾਈ ਜਗਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ
Just a question, about other religions, spiritual people from other religions. Do they have to be reborn as Gurusikhs to achieve salvation?
I think this is an excellent question. Do other, the elevated souls or very highly elevated spiritual souls from other religions, do they have to be born as Gurusikhs to reach the highest level, which is Sachkhand? The answer is yes. It's a Sikhi tradition that the great Gurusikhs of old times, even the Gurusikhs, the Pat, that we talk about, the Pat, didn't they? Pat, they were incarnations of great Hindu gods. So, jede bande bhakti karde ne na, bhakti hor tarah karde ne. We are not like Muslims or Christians. Christians will say, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you are not washed with the blood of Jesus, then you are finished, you go to hell for eternity. See, that's a totally unfair statement. It's the honi sadha. If somebody is leading a good life, is doing good things, but just doesn't happen to hear about Sikhi, or even if he does hear about Sikhi, is just not interested in Sikhi at this time, or the karam nahi jage, but is a very good person otherwise, that person will not go to hell. Jidha kehnda appa nahi believe karde, that person will go towards that place, destination, for what that person is working for. If a Muslim aane hon, hon Sufi ya koi, oh, Allahu Akbar, yaan bada naam jab, la ilahi illallah, la ilahi illallah. Saadhe kar ek Muslim aane si, bohu prani kaal liya. Buzurg se ke, te saadhe kar rahe aage, in Canada di kaal liya. And I was surprised to hear that early morning, 10 vaj uth gaya ho. He was from Pakistan. 3 baje uth ke ho la ilahi illallah la ilahi illallah uchi uchi inu zikr kehnde na zikr kari gaya haath mein tasbih padi si. So oh, a very pious person, bahut holy person the. So oh jo main dekhe hun people like him, they're not going to go to hell, thodi jaange. They will reach very high levels, gyan khand, tarm, sharam khand, bahut high level te jaange. But and some people are at even reached at such a level, Pai Sarvanti Singh has written, that they even reach up to karm khand. ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੇ ਨਾ, ਦੇ ਰੀਚ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਕਰਮਖੰਡ. ਕਰਮਖੰਡ ਕੀ ਆ? ਕਰਮਖੰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਲੈਟਸ ਇਮੇਜਿਨ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੈਲਰੀ ਓਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕਰਮਖੰਡ. ਕਰਮਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਆਰ ਆਲਮੋਸਟ ਸੇਮ. ਇੰਨਾ ਫਰਕ ਆ ਕਿ ਫਰੋਮ ਕਰਮਖੰਡ ਜਸਟ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਆ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਵਿਟਨੈਸ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਔਨ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ. ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਟ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਕਰਮਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ. ਸੋ ਦੋਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਚ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਲੈਵਲ ਆਫ ਕਰਮਖੰਡ, ਬਟ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਟੇ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਬਰਥ ਅਗੇਨ ਇਨ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਗੁਡ ਸਿੱਖ. And those Gursikhs are born as Changi Gursikh hunde ne, ekdam naam japde ne, paath karde ne. So those people take birth in Guru ka and then they go to Sachkhand.
Can you just confirm to me, Darumkhand, are we on the spiritual path to Darumkhand already, or is it another step after life that we will be taking?
As I said yesterday, every human, dogs and cats are sort of human, every human who is born here has to go to Taramkhand. Taramkhand means, as the name implies, Taram da khand, Taram rai da khand. Everybody goes there, Bhagat or Manmukh or Gurmukh. Everybody goes there. The only difference is Manmukhs go there, they get punished. When the Gurmukhs go to Taramkhand, it's a realm above this. When they go to Taramkhand, they get rewarded and they go to next world. ਸਭਨਾ ਲੋਕ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਪੰਕਤੀ, ਸਭਨਾ ਦਾ ਦਰ ਲੇਖਾ ਹੋਏ. ਸਭਨਾ ਦਾ ਦਰ ਲੇਖਾ ਮੀਨ ਹਰੇਕ ਦਾ ਲੇਖਾ, ਅਕਾਊਂਟੇਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਹੈਲਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ. ਲੇਖਾ ਰੱਬ ਮੰਗੇ ਸੀ ਆ, ਸੋ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਗੈਟਸ ਲੇਖਾ ਆਫ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਡਨ. ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ?
What do you think happens to a soul that goes through miscarriage?
This is a perfect example of what will a Semitic follower of Semitic religion say to this. When Semitic religion is the Muslim or Christian, what can they? How will, on the day of judgment, how will they treat the soul who goes through miscarriage? Jada janam hoya nahi. Jinne janam laya ke, a child who dies after 1 minute. How will they explain? What will happen to that soul in the next world according to them? So Gurmat can explain that they had such a karma that they would only go up to miscarriage, up to that level, and that they will not take birth after that. They will go next world, next janam ho juga. Because as remember we had Sanchit karma, so they will go back to the original source, Dharamkhand or wherever, then they will get a new janam, depending on the previous karma they had. For miscarriage, the only karma they had to go through this life was to go through the womb chauna si vasta. Womb chauke, ਉਸ ਬਾਅਦ ਨਿਕਲ ਫਿਰ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਜਨਾਈ ਮਿਲੂਗੀ ਨਾ. ਐਗਜੈਕਟਲੀ ਇਨਦਰ ਕਮ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਹੈਸ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਕੁਡ ਬੀ ਅ ਸਿਚੁਏਸ਼ਨ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਿਸਕੈਰੇਜ ਜਿਹਦੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਦੈਟ ਸੋਲ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਅ ਪੇਰੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਸਮ ਅਦਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਪੇਰੈਂਟ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਮੇ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਵੂਮ ਚ ਆਏ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਸੋ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਪੇਇੰਗ ਬੈਕ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ. ਸੇਮ ਗੱਲ ਦੱਸਦੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁਣ ਜੇ ਮਿਸਕੈਰੇਜ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਮਿਸਕੈਰੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ, ਜੇ ਅਬੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਬੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ, ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਕਰਮ ਹੈ. ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਹਾਲਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ. ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਬੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਹੁਣ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਮੈਨ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਬੈਰਨ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ, ਬੈਰਨ ਜਾਂ ਮੈਨ ਹੂ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਰਿਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵਾ. ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਅਵਾਇਡ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਅਬੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਕਿਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਪਨਿਸ਼ਮੈਂਟ ਮਿਲਦੀ.
I'm sure there's loads of questions. This will be the last question due to the time. But the questions that you have, the question box is in the Langar Hall, and please put the questions in there. And on the last day, we have an open forum, and they'll be answered then.
Hi sir, my question is about the Chirasti Lakajuna. When we brought up, we always told Dadasi Changi Kamnekite Chirasti Lakajuna Dwara Bajana. But from what you've just told us, that's not going to happen. We're going to go back into human life. So can you just clarify and confirm that we're out of the Chirasti Lakajuna now and we're not going to go into that?
Yes, probably my mistake that I didn't make that clear. But depending on one's karma, if somebody is doing human changi karma kar dene, possibilities that they may get human life, but the high possibility is that they will not get human form again. Most of the people, jivein assi jaade apan hage aan, apne chance bahut ghat nahi that we get a human life. And Guru Sahib makes it clear, Balbi Singh made it clear the other day before yesterday. Antakal jo Lakshmi simre, he will become a snake. Who thinks about money becomes a snake. Who thinks about his house when he dies, he becomes a ghost, and so on. Chirasti Lakajuna is definitely there. We will have to go through Chirasti Lakajuna. I'm glad you made it clear. Maybe everybody had this misunderstanding. They also want to mention that even if you are not able to, we are all good Sikhs sitting over here, and the other learned good Sikhs here. We are, anytime you want to approach us, if we are not able to answer your questions here, this time niega. On next 2-3 hours every day, like we are free. If anybody has a question, karma the question, see, maya the question, see, any question, any of the good Sikhs sitting over here, myself, we are available. Don't hesitate. This is why we are here. Kisi time the shaam jaise where aajo si, you are welcome to come. We jaise the rehne hain, residence is IRK, IRK. So just come to the ground floor. We are there. So don't hesitate. So if you have any questions, please do come. So jivein bhai sahab ne kaha, this was the last question. It's quite possible that I may have made many mistakes while going through this presentation. Sangat bakshan har hai, dusra bakshan har ne. Bakshan hai, Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa.
Just a couple of announcements before we go into the break. Yesterday there was a lot of confusion during the break time in terms of where people were going for workshops. The main thing is that all the workshop rooms that were allocated on the first day are exactly as was. Right? So if you're not sure, basically most...